Hey, all the coronavirus news has been positive.
Yes.
Right? We're coming back. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, opening Monday.
Yep.
You can get a haircut on Monday.
Exactly, yes.
So you get a haircut on Monday, then go to Foxwoods.
Yeah, look all nice.
Isn't that what you do, Rodney?
That's what I plan on doing.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've had a haircut. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Rodney Butler, chairman of Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation. So you're pretty much the boss of Foxwoods, correct?
I don't know about the boss of Foxwoods, but certainly have my fun there.
So the boss of Foxwoods would report to you.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm the chairman of the Tribal Nation, and so, you know, kind of like, I don't know, kind of like Governor Lamont and in that sense where he's running the state, and I'm running a small government of my own, and we have some great, well-known enterprises like Foxwoods that report up to us.
Nice. A small nation.
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 That's cool. Nation.
So you'd be more like a president.
Yeah. Well, you know, across Indian country, they have different titles. So in my case, it's chairman. But in Navajo, it's the president of Navajo. Out in Arizona, Gila River, there's the governor of Gila River. I mean, it's our ability to self-govern. We identify who our leaders are. Some of the tribes out here on the East Coast have chiefs and sachems that are more traditional.
What would you like, AJ? Would you want to be called president or chief?
I'd kind of like the name chief. Just sounds cool.
Chief is cool.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? But I get called that in quotes, like, all right,
but
chief,
we could talk about this when Rodney's not on the phone.
Exactly.
Let's talk
right.
about
it. Like the president wants to talk here.
Let's talk about Foxwoods. You guys voluntarily closed. You didn't have to do that.
No, we didn't, and that goes back to the point of us being our own sovereign nation and our ability to self-govern. And, you know, going into this crisis, we actually were moderating operations weeks in advance. We slowed down our busing operations coming from some of those hot spots. We closed down bingo and the buffet and other high touch points around the property just because we saw what was happening. We were trying to contain the spread. And then ultimately, yes, on March 17th, we made that decision voluntarily to close down for the foreseeable future, which at that point in time, I think all of us were assuming it may be a couple of weeks, maybe a month. No one ever anticipated it'd be 2 months later.
Yeah, nuts.
Yeah.
So Monday it is.
Monday it is.
All right. And what have you guys been doing to make it safe?
Well, you know, the team's been working hard. The handful, unfortunately, that we've been able to retain during the closure, and great feeling this week bringing back about 1,500 employees. But, you know, at the peak, we were out about 6,000 employees that were unemployed just at Foxwoods and double that over at Mohegan. And so first and foremost, it was focused on making sure those employees were taken care of at the beginning of this crisis. And then since then, it's been identifying the best practices across the gaming industry, not only in the U.S., but international, of how we can make sure we can open up safely. And so doing a lot of sterilization, implementing a lot of new safety procedures and tools. We spent over $1 million upgrading all facets of the property that will be open and open to the public.
AJ, if you had $1 million, what would you do with it?
I go to Foxwoods. I'm making $2 million.
I tell you what, you'd buy a lot of plexiglass these days.
I'd go over there and make it $2 million.
Well, this is very exciting that you're opening up. People are happy to go back to work, right?
Yeah, that's the best feeling, you know, for us. First of all, I mean, again, being a government, I have a lot of family that work there. It's our primary economic driver for the nation. But the fact that we have so many employees that have been with us for 10, 15, some almost 30 years, they're all extended family. So it's great to see them coming back. They're excited to be back. And I feel like we've put the right procedures in place. So that makes you feel good.
So phase one is Monday for you guys. In other words, your phase is going to be limited tables, people are separated, all of that kind of stuff. What's the next step for you?
Well, phase one, you know, it's interesting because I get this question a lot about, well, you're just going to open up the casinos and it's just going to be a free-for-all. And it's like, no, phase one is nothing like you've ever seen. I mean, we're limiting capacity. If you're a blackjack player, typically you'd have 7 seats at a table. We have 3, and you're separated by plexiglass.
Wow.
Right? Slot machines, it's every other machine's turned off. Some that are close, closer, will have plexiglass in between them as well.
Nice.
And so we anticipate being in that phase for a couple of weeks. And again, we're monitoring.
See how it goes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're monitoring the counts like the state is and like the federal government is, and then just making sure that we open safely. And again, first phase, you won't have the buffet, you won't have bingo, no poker. I'm sorry if you guys are poker players. It's going to be some time before that. And great things like the shows that we have and all the other entertainment, you know, that's going to be probably months away.
Months.
Yep.
You know, I like the blackjack. I think I'd want you to keep it that way.
Yeah.
I hate sitting there and someone's sitting next to me. They think they should be on television.
Yeah, really.
And they're telling me what to do. I'll do what you want. Hand me your money.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I like this. Three to a table. See with that? Plexiglass. Oh, yeah.
Right. No, I'm breathing on you. It's awesome. Yep.
Yeah, one other facet I'd like to point out, and this is very unique for us and for the gaming industry at large, is when we initially open, we're actually going to be non-smoking, and that's new territory for us. I mean, smoking has been synonymous with gambling for a long time. You see in jurisdictions where they eliminate smoking and the gaming revenues decline, significantly. But in this new world, and we don't know how the virus is transmitted, we're taking the safe route on this one and going with non-smoking for the foreseeable future.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Is there a smoking area?
Yeah, well, so we have designated smoking areas outside. Foxwoods is an incredibly large property, 9 million square feet, and so we do have some cavernous spaces that we're looking at for potential indoor smoking, but right now we're trying to make sure that all smoking stays outside.
Yeah, in your car in the parking lot.
Right.
In your car in the parking lot.
Go smoke out there, pal.
Yeah.
And then the restaurants. I know you said buffets, no buffets, but restaurants?
Well, first phase restaurants will be counter service only. Similar to what you're seeing in every town across Connecticut today.
Okay.
You can go and order it to go. And we have some dining spaces, some spaced out dining spaces, indoor and outdoor, that we'll be utilizing so that you can do that.
I hear a little bird in the background.
That's the casino bird, yes.
My ambiance noise just for you guys.
That's the bird of prosperity in the background. That's
the bird
right.
Of prosperity.
Yes.
The governor made a last pitch plea for you guys not to open. Have you been in communication with him? And
yeah, we've been in regular communication with the staff primarily. I've spoken to the governor. I spoke to him last week. I plan on speaking to him again today for another conversation. You know, I think here's the challenge with the conversation where the governor is coming from. You know, I was on the reopening team, and so I was working with, you know, the broader group of experts and business leaders looking at how to safely open all the industries in the state. And there really wasn't a category for casinos because it's unique, right? And so given our expertise in it and the professionals that we've been working with, we've been building our reopening safety plan. So we have insider knowledge on how to do that, and the governor doesn't. And so from his perspective, I think he was thinking like most people are, that it's just Foxwoods. It's the world's largest casino, and they're just going to open up, and it's going to be crazy. You know, there's people that are drinking and falling all over each other and blowing smoke in each other's face and telling each other how to play blackjack. And that's just not what we're doing. And so I think this week, after having his commissioners walk through and seeing the plans that we have in place, I think there's a comfort level. And you're hearing that in some of his press briefings.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't necessarily agree with it, but he understands we're taking the right safety precautions, and we're listening to his team as well, and we'll take their suggestions into consideration and see how we can implement those and open safely. And again, I just want to point out, you know, this is what I said to the governor and what I said to his team. You know, we're a nation first. It's my family first, right? My elders work there. My elders go there. My father is a gambler. He loves slot machines, you know, and I want to make sure that they're safe.
Can he go? Or is there some kind of a gambling rule against you guys going to gamble?
Only if you work there. Only if you work at either casino.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Your employees can't play there.
Gotcha. So you could go and play blackjack?
Well, Yeah, technically, because I'm a government official, but I don't know if I'm on a blackjack table and winning, that would look too good.
I was going to say, let's go, me and you.
Exactly. We'll hang out. Yep, yep. We'll get a limo.
I would love that.
Yeah, we'll do it for charity. We'll do it for charity.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I'd love to walk through the casino with Rodney once. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
You'd feel like $1 million.
Seriously, right.
Like, who's that guy?
Rome with the big guy.
He must be important.
Yep.
Yeah. We'd love to check in with you next week just to see how things are going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love to do that. Love to have you come visit, maybe do a live show there or something. It'd be great.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, totally.
I'm in.
Absolutely.
As they say in gambling, I'm all in.
And you know, I've never stayed in a suite at Foxwoods before, just saying.
And he says, good luck with that. Continue that streak.
We might be able to arrange that one. We'll see.
Yeah, I think I'm getting married this year, too. Just saying.
Okay. I'll be in a car. I'll be sleeping in a car in the parking lot.
All right, here's a trivia question for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How many forks in Foxwoods?
How many forks in Foxwoods?
Yeah, how many forks?
That's got to be quite a few thousand forks.
Yeah.
Think about it. We have over 30 restaurants, right? I mean, that's, you know.
And then all the hotel rooms.
Then all the hotel rooms.
Right.
All right.
And my car in the
parking lot.
Endless amounts. And the banquet facilities.
My car in the parking lot, too.
Right. I was going to say, you're missing one, because I accidentally took one.
Oh.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Accidentally. Accidentally.
Yeah, I was scratching my back.
Yeah.
I will bring it back. I will personally deliver it
to you. I was scratching my back. It fell down my shirt. I forgot to bring it back.
You know, these days, maybe you just keep it at this
just
point.
Make sure you make a large donation at the blackjack table. And you can take it.
Oh, he will.
And I've done that. That's why I took the fork. I thought I paid for this.
Yep. I hit the machine for $600 at the ATM.
Only kidding. I would never take anything from Fox.
No.
Rodney Butler, Chairman of Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation. Thanks for coming on. Excited about Monday. And we'll talk to you next week and check in.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's a list out. We posted it on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. The number one song is Mr. Blue Sky, ELO.
I don't agree with it.
We all kind of disagree with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it number one. That would be in my top 10.
It's a happy song. I put it in the top 20.
Yeah. Top 50, yes. I don't know where. Placement would take a long time, but it'd be on there.
Remember my go-to song? I need a happy song. ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Nope.
Ashley's pick was what?
How Can We Be Lovers by Michael Bolton.
Okay.
Oh. How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
I think I use this in a breakup a few times.
You know,
is that a happy time?
In some countries... This is punishment for shoplifting.
He rhymes friends with amends. What?
Yeah, later on, depends.
Wow.
It's
good. This is happy to you.
It just, the song makes me happy because he's realizing.
It's a breakup song.
Yes. It doesn't matter, though. He's realizing that he deserves better because they can't be friends and they should be. You have to be lovers and friends.
It's a no-win situation. How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
So if you're at a wedding.
Yes.
Right?
This song wouldn't play at a wedding.
Hmm.
You know.
Well, shouldn't a happy song play at a wedding?
Okay. All right.
Your happiest song you wouldn't play at a wedding.
You know, Ashley, electroshock only sounds scary.
You love this, AJ. Wait,
the
best part is coming up.
You're not going to make us listen every minute.
We're not going to get to the best part.
Come on.
There's a best part? Oh, yeah, when it ends.
Whoa.
That's going to help.
All right. Can't make it.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
All right, we're good. Phil, please. Put us out of our misery.
My ears are bleeding.
All right, luckily I have a control.
It was coming up.
Somewhere.
Yes, hit the button.
What's coming up?
That's
my
that
lunch.
Part.
My lunch.
It's close.
No.
Okay. No.
I'm out. We're 2 minutes in.
Oh, wait. I just got an email. Michael Bolton says, stop it.
AJ?
My happy song?
Just one that would be on your top 10.
My top 10? Get the Funk Out by Extreme.
That is Perfect.
That is a happy song. If you don't like what you see here.
Kicking someone out.
Exactly.
Makes you happy.
Exactly right. If you don't like what you see here, get the funk out.
Yeah.
And it's a happy tune. I mean, it's got that happy bass line. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. And then it really kicks in.
So you know what? This is... Hold on. Stop.
It has the best beginning line.
So the bass line is AJ when he walks in the morning.
So full of hope.
And then the little tick, tick is us making the cracks form.
Exactly, right. Right. Yeah, walk in. The day is young. I'm so full of hope and happiness. And then the opening line is perfect.
Right, okay. This is great. Yeah,
the
this
exit
is totally
is right there.
Right. This is perfect for you.
Thank you.
Morning. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, so full of happiness.
AJ, did you flubble?
Exactly.
Who the hell picked this list?
Exactly, yes.
This list sucks.
Yep, exactly. If you don't like AJ, me to see here, get the funk out.
Yep. AJ, did you see that guy that won the lottery?
It's like the psycho news.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Yeah!
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. Guy in Ireland claims to communicate with leprechauns.
Try to be sure he can't be doing that.
He says they're doing just fine during the lockdown.
Oh,
so,
that's good to know.
Well, that's good.
I was worried about them, you know?
I wasn't. Really didn't show up on my radar.
Them and their pots of gold just sitting there kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wasn't, at no point in this did I think, I wonder how the leprechauns are doing.
Playing with their shillelaghs?
You know, I haven't seen any leprechauns on TV.
Hmm.
Wonder how they're doing.
Yes.
What's that, Ashley?
Their kilts and their bagpipes. The whole nine yards.
Leprechauns don't wear kilts.
Yes, they do.
Or play bagpipes, yeah.
No.
Yes,
they wear
they
little pants.
They do?
They dress green.
Are they green
they
pants?
They wear little green suits with a little top hat.
Every leprechaun wears that, though?
Yeah.
Or just the Lucky Charms guy.
Chaz.
And have you ever seen them play the bagpipes? They'd never be able to pick one up.
Chaz.
What, they got? There's a mini bagpipe factory somewhere?
Yeah, they've got their own size bagpipes.
Chaz. She likes Michael Bolton. This is what's going to happen.
What are you doing?
He's unwrinkling the story he crumbled
up. Trying to unravel your brain.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And that's B1 first. What? I'm sorry.
I heard that.
The guy. What's he talking? Is he being interviewed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leprechauns are spirits. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the restrictions. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean, and I can transfer my spirit up there.
Does your wife believe in leprechauns?
No.
Yeah, we know what spirit he's using, Jameson's.
No.
No.
What a perfect question that was.
Yeah.
Does your wife believe? No.
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 No. No.
Are you sober when you talk to these leprechauns?
No.
Are you wearing pants?
No.
Do leprechauns wear kilts?
No.
What about bagpipes?
No.
Do you like Michael Bolton?
No.
Boy, you know, I've heard a lot of excuses as to why you need to get away from the wife and go somewhere.
Right, but leprechauns.
That is original.
I'm going to talk to leprechauns.
That comes from a drunken stupor. I need to go talk to the leprechauns.
It's like going to the bathroom.
Right.
I'm their ambassador.
Excuse me, I gotta go talk to the leprechauns.
I'm going down to the store.
Right.
You know, that usually works.
I got to talk to little green people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone hungry? I'm going to go get a pizza.
Right.
No.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. It's Mousetrap Trivia.
Yep.
Explain this, please.
Mousetrap Trivia, where basically I'm either asked a question or doing some kind of music, something like that, and whatever it is, if I don't get it right, I have to put my foot into a mousetrap.
Your toe.
My toe, yes.
Your precious toes.
The toes that you love so much.
I have to put my toes in a mousetrap. Relax the pressure there, guy.
Did you just call me Fi?
I said guy. So why be mousetrap Phil? And push his nose in there. So, yeah. So if I get the answer wrong.
You know what? My mistake. I'll set it up. Okay? Stupid me.
Take two.
How are
you? All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. It's Mousetrap Trivia. It comes in the form of music today.
Okay.
AJ, you'll have a few seconds to guess the song title or the artist. And if you don't, your toe goes in the mousetrap.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. You ready?
Just what I meant.
Okay.
That's Los Lobos La Bamba.
Bust it.
Funko Medina?
No.
Oh, man.
Come on.
That was fast. I thought you would have gotten that one.
I didn't get that one?
No.
What was it?
Bust a Move.
Oh, Lord.
Young MC.
I'm gonna bust a toe.
Now you're going to bust a toe.
All right, here we go. All right. You all set? 3, 2, 1.
It is so instant. The second the snap hits him, it's an instant, like, lightning travel through his body.
Oh, my God, that freaking hurts. Right across the big toe knuckle.
Big toe.
Oh, Jesus.
So we get the least amount of padding.
Oh. Okay. Bust a Move, bust a toe. 1 and 2.
He's resetting the trap.
Well, I have
now.
Another one ready.
Ashley, did the toe throb or what happened?
The end like blew up. It snapped and the tip just like got red and blew up.
Blew up.
Like a balloon. Like if you squeeze a balloon, one side goes.
Right. Like you ever squeeze a water balloon?
Right.
Like those stress balls.
Right.
Every time I do this, I feel bad for mice. Ooh, okay. That red mark. I actually have a line going down my toe.
Right the thing with my stuff, they don't even know what hit them.
No, they have
They're
no
just
idea.
Just gone.
Right.
With your toe.
Yeah, my big toe.
They don't even hear the snap.
You have to suffer.
They're like, oh, geez. Hey, where did these angels come from?
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Right, here we go. Brian Adams, touching the knife. Woo! Hey, you.
No. No.
Hang on. Is this a popular song?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna give you a few seconds because I feel bad for you.
This is. I have no idea.
We got to give him a pass.
What
no?
the hell was that one?
No way.
What was that one?
No.
What was
number
that?
Two?
Don't Stop the Music.
By who?
Yarbrough and the Peoples.
That's an actual song?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea, yeah. All right.
Tone number two.
It's on the Grand Theft Auto soundtrack.
Oh, see, I have Grand Theft Auto, see? All right. 3, 2, 1.
Did you do the same toe?
Yes.
What's the matter with you?
Because I'd rather have one of them.
Jesus. What did he say?
All right, everybody, let's repeat what AJ said. 1, 2, 3.
Right across the nail. Son of a...
That's definitely going to turn purple.
Oh.
Should we stop now?
No.
Why, can I show this?
Just choose another toe. There's 9 more.
I'll try another toe this time.
You know, I don't know.
These are all songs that are going to make me happy in the future because I'm going to remember this moment.
You'll hear that song. I think of AJ's toe
smarty,
popping off.
Son of a, really?
You know, there's going to be, what foot are you using?
My right one.
Which one?
My right one.
Oh. Your right flip-flop not coming off for days.
Nope.
Nope.
Son of a, really?
All right, you sure you want to keep going?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
You can't touch this.
Can't touch this, MC Hammer. Mickey by Tony Basil. Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. Oh, Dance to the Music, Sly the Family Stone. Jive Talking? Oh, it's James Brown, right?
Wow.
Uh-oh.
AJ.
Who the hell is this?
You AJ. Just got the title.
Spread yourself? What
was it? Was it Nutella's theme song?
We got to give him a pass.
Spread yourself.
Express.
Oh, I thought it said spread yourself. I'm like, was that a song for the bedroom or what?
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go.
If you waited three more seconds, you would have had the title.
No, can't. Can't.
We're doing a different tone this time.
No.
Okay, ready? Right. 3, 2, 1. Wow!
You know what? We're not getting this on Chase
Magic TV. I took
that 2 toes
on that one. The second time.
I think he's stuck.
I got it off. Okay, for those who are wondering what happened, my second and third toe both took the front of that one. So now I have my big toe and my second and third toe on the same foot.
All right.
All hit.
Okay. Do you want to keep going? Or?
Do one more. And then I need an ambulance.
We should do the 90s.
The 90s? Why? Oh. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yo, MD. Yeah, what's up, man?
Nope.
Oh, this is Roxanne.
Oh!
Wow!
Yeah.
What the hell? Hang on. This crisscross?
No.
Oh no. What the hell is this?
You don't know this?
No! My blow's got no friend to go.
ABCs.
ABCs? That's real?
All right, we gotta give him a one pass.
Okay, yeah, pass.
Alright, one pass now. Oh, Ozzy Osbourne. Joy of the World, Three Dog Night. This is Rick James. Give it to me. The Clash, Rock the Casbah.
Oh, damn it! You're not gonna get this one.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh yeah, no, Mr. Something, Mr. Telephone Man. No. I know this. We used this song for something.
Mr.
Mr. Saxophone Man?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, close. All right. We'll give it to him.
Hit it. This is definitely James Brown. Thank you.
Let's do it.
Tone Low, Funky Comedina. Land Down
Hold
Under.
Hold on.
What happened? What happened? What
Let's
what?
Do it.
Tone Low, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Wild Thing.
You did get it.
Yeah, well, I did mention the artist of the thing. Yeah, so the Men at Work, Down Under. Beastie Boys, Fight for Right Party. That's the Outfield, Your Love. That's James Brown.
Definitely.
Yep. Brian Adams again, 769.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, this is that the goofy song. Yeah. Kind of fruity.
Kind of fruity.
Is it the Jonas Brothers?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah, no.
Seriously, yeah.
Seriously, no, really? What the hell is this?
Yeah. Good feeling, yeah.
Good feeling.
Oh, unlike what I'm going to have in a second here. All right, there you go.
Choose a different foot.
I'd rather have one foot hurt than both of them.
It's red. Your foot is so red.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, ready? All right. 3, 2, 1.
What?
He said fa.
Fa.
Fop. Jesus.
Now he said fop.
Fop. Oh, Jesus.
Is it hanging off your toe?
Yes, it is. My seat.
Ah! Oh. It looks like it's got three of them.
Oh, yes, it did. Everything but the pinky toe.
Did
guys.
You switch off to your left foot at all or no?
I think I just hurt one
Same
foot.
Same foot.
I just hurt one foot instead of having 2 feet to hurt.
Wow, yeah, don't send them both in the fight.
Oh.
Stairs are going to be impossible.
We have an elevator.
But isn't that your gas pedal foot?
Yes, it is.
Oh, then it's fine.
Yeah, I just floor it anyway.
We got a request on Twitter from Sal. Can we get Ashley to do one? I want to see if the windows in my car will break.
Oh, that's funny. That's up to her. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. Oh, my God. That's a good mark. Oh. Yeah. Who is this again?
Flo Rida.
Flo Rida. That's a state. That's Flo Rida?
All right, no more toes in the mousetrap.
No.
Just throw a set one and see if it latches onto his nipple.
Yeah, get over here first. I'm doing you.
K-92.
Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, the double homicide Yukon kid, the suspected double homicide kid, expected to waive his extradition today. What happens next? Attorney Norm Pattis is on. Hey.
Hey, good morning. How
morning,
are you?
Good morning. So take
so
us
what
through the process. Yeah.
So, well, you know, he's been arrested in Maryland, I believe, and held. He's being held now as a so-called fugitive from justice. In other words, there's an active warrant for Connecticut and for him. So he has waived extradition. In other words, he's saying, look, I'm not going to contest Connecticut's right to bring me back. Ironically, the relationship between the states is they're governed by compacts or treaties. And so under an interstate compact, that waiver of his extradition fight, as it were, will result in his immediately being returned to Connecticut. There'll be an arraignment where a judge will make a decision on whether there is probable cause to hold him. And then there'll be a bond argument set. And the bond set, my hunch is that this will be a very large bond, if there'll be a bond at all.
Right. I was going to say, does there have to be a bond?
Well, you know, the Eighth Amendment guarantees a person a right to a reasonable bond, and right. this young man is presumed innocent, notwithstanding whatever has been reported or whatever law enforcement has written or said about him. So I think he's entitled to that consideration. On the governor's warrant down, or on the extradition warrant down in Maryland, there is no bond, and that's because he's presumed to be a flight risk. I think when he gets up here, you know, they're likely to set a bond, but it would be a huge bond, and it would be a probably cash only to be made in court with notice to the state. So a judge might say, fine, you know, you've got an Eighth Amendment right to a bond based on the state's suspicions and the flight from Connecticut and the search for you for 6 months or 6 days, excuse me. You know, I'm going to set a bond at $10 million, cash only, to be posted only in court. So then
Man,
somebody
can you
comes
imagine,
up with $10 million.
Like, what, yeah. Then he's yeah. out and he could kill or whatever.
Right.
Well, yes, yes, yes. I mean, the highest bond I've ever seen was for a client of mine years ago. He was believed to be a gangbanger responsible for a number of deaths, and it was a $25 million bond.
Wow.
And needless to say, it was a bond that could not be made. Right. And, you know, he had his own state police escort and guards every time he came to court. Had he come to court with that sum of cash to deposit into the clerk's office, then I think the court would impose extreme conditions. Home confinement, electronic monitoring, you know, this, that, and everything else. So yeah. I think that bond is largely academic in this context. And the family has signaled through its counsel an unwillingness to fight. You know, I mean, basically,
what do you mean?
I saw the lawyer. Right. Well, you know, I saw his lawyer saying, we love you. It's time to let the healing process begin. Turn yourself in. This is not a group that's saying he didn't do it. This is not a group that's saying we can intend to fight these charges. This is a group that is positioning this case for an insanity defense. You're troubled. It's time to let the healing begin. Come in so we can get you the help we need. And, you know, they're hoping for his safety and a nonviolent end to his missing.
It would be hard to make a case that he didn't do it, right? That would be a tough one.
I don't know anything other than what I'm reading in the newspaper, but, you know, I think he's in a tough position any way you go. Even on an insanity defense, it's unclear that that's going to work. There are two forms of insanity in the law.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. So if you know that what you're doing is bad and then you run from the law, which proves that you kind of know that it was bad.
The fact you're running, yeah.
You can't really plead insanity, right?
It's difficult. There are two forms of insanity, cognitive and volitional. Cognitive insanity means you literally don't know what you're doing. You think you're stabbing a bag of potatoes at your mother-in-law. I mean, you know, you don't know. You can't be found guilty. The other is volitional. You couldn't help yourself. It was an irresistible impulse, as it were. But then when you run, you know, did you run because of fear that nobody would understand? Did you run because you were upset? Did you run under the grip of yet another illusion that was insane? I mean, that's a difficult set. The law recognizes flight as so circumstantial evidence of what is called consciousness of guilt. And, you know, and also the fact that this stream of violence was not merely episodic, meaning brief. It started with an attack on someone, then a home invasion, then traveling 70 miles to another town, killing somebody, abducting that person's girlfriend, allegedly, taking her interstate, and then secreting yourself for 6 days away. All of these are the sorts of activities that require some nominal ability to plan and foresee consequences. So, you know, it's difficult for me to believe that a successful insanity defense can be waged, but the family has signaled that that's the direction they're going. So,
and what's the best they can do at this point? The legal team for this kid is cut a deal for mental hospital.
They will have him evaluate. Assuming that they're going to go the mental disease or defect or the insanity route, they will have him evaluated probably by a very good group like the Yale Forensic Science Center led by Howard Zanana and company. If this group did a comprehensive workup and concluded that at the time of the offenses, he lacked the ability to control his conduct and was by law insane, they'd file a notice of an intent to rely on an insanity defense. The state would then have a right to have this young man evaluated by their own experts. The state would not be bound by the conclusions of its experts. It might conclude that he not be evaluated. There was a famous case involving a Sikorsky worker years ago who killed his wife. The defense had him evaluated. The doctor concluded he was among the sickest individuals he'd ever seen. The state chose not to do an evaluation of its own and asked the jury to reject the insanity defense, and the jury did. I know that case because I took it on appeal. I thought the state was obliged to get an expert. The Supreme Court said no, they weren't. So then you hold a hearing, and if the court finds it'll be a three-judge panel. If the court concludes that the young, or a jury trial, you have a right to a jury, but customarily you take a three-judge panel in a situation like this. And if the court were to conclude that the young man was insane at the time of the events, he'd be remanded to the Whiting Forensic Hospital. And that, you know, is not a prison, but it's custodial confinement. And he'd be there until such time as he were restored to competency, or not restored to competency, until such time as he was no longer a risk of harm to himself or others. And that could be and likely would be forever. Whiting and the Psychiatric Review Board, which oversees psychiatric acquittees, is very reluctant to let a person go. So the best that they could probably hope for are decades of confinement at the state psychiatric hospital. That's probably the best outcome here.
And if you were representing him, you would try to cut a deal for that with no trial?
You know, the state almost never agrees to stipulate, as it were, that the person is insane. I think the trick here is going to be to get him evaluated and get the state to commit to do an evaluation of its own. Because it's hard, you know, when the state walks away from its own experts, that signals to the court, you know, that there's a problem here. And so I think that, you want a really good evaluation. And they should spare no expense on that. Present it to the state and ask the state to do an evaluation. On the assumption that both parties' experts agree the young man was insane within the meaning of the law, then you can ask the state really not to fight it too hard at a hearing. The state's still going to want a judge, a three-judge panel, to sign off on the conclusion. And that's, you know, assuming that the state has competent evidence that puts this young man at the scene of each of these events, that's the best that can be hoped for. And then, of course, you've got a different problem in this case, which is even more confounding, and that is, you know, the kidnapping took a young woman across interstate lines. So even if you can work this issue out with state prosecutors and kind of have a soft-pedaled insanity hearing, you're going to have to deal with federal officials who could charge him with interstate kidnapping. And then you'd have a whole separate and collateral set of proceedings and prosecutors who may or may not be as willing to negotiate as state prosecutors. So there's a lot of work to go here. The best outcome is probably, you know, confinement in the Whiting Forensic Institute and or its federal equivalent. But there's no guarantee that federal prosecutors will go for it or state prosecutors. I mean, you know, a couple murders.
Could there be civil suits from the families saying some folks should have known this was coming, like doctors or whatever.
Somebody.
Yeah.
That's extremely difficult to prove. I don't know what, you know, again, all I know is what I've read. And, you know, I mean, there's been a suggestion that this is a troubled young man. But, you know, but how troubled? I mean, I understand he was in some honors program in engineering and something or other at UConn. So he's clearly a bright kid. Was he in treatment? Was he, you know, did he tell a therapist, I'm going to go and kill someone? And did the therapist not relay that threat to someone else? There is a duty to warn third parties in such circumstances, notwithstanding the psychiatric privilege. That might support a cause of action against a therapist. As to family and friends and trying to reach into his parents' Fisk or estate, you know, because they knew they had a troubled kid and they didn't do enough, that's a long shot in a reach. I doubt very seriously that suit would succeed. That's not to say somebody won't try. You know, grief spawns litigation, and, you know, there is this illusion that somehow loss can be made up for with a verdict of in a civil or a criminal court. But, you know, that's just an illusion. The loss remains. The anger just gets fed with litigation.
Attorney Norm Pattis is on the show. We are talking about happy songs. We're going to shift gears completely
right
from one side of the spectrum all the way to the other side.
180. Here we go.
Yeah. Is there a song out there that when you hear it, it makes you happy?
Bob O'Reilly, The Who.
Oh, really?
I love that song. Yeah. I could listen to that over and over and over again.
Really?
I was thinking Lawyers, Guns, and Money by Warren Zevon. Right. Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Yeah.
I date myself, the Jimi Hendrix, The Who. You know, I've been on a Van Halen riff as I've been walking around town with my dog. So, you know, I like the classic rock.
Nice.
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Now yeah. You got me smiling. I'll be dancing around here watching the birds.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually modified the lyrics for that song. You know, it's not a teenage wasteland. It used to be a middle-aged wasteland. Now it's an old-age wasteland. I remember the old song, I Want to Rock and Roll till you know, all night and party half of the day, or party every day.
Right.
I used to say I want to rock and roll till 9 and party half of the day. I've got to make age-adjusted adjustments.
Wouldn't
you know?
It be spandex waistband for this song?
Oh, yeah, you got me going. Yeah. Here we are.
There you go, see?
All right, well, tell the birds we said hello.
Yes.
Turn the music up. Come on.
All right,
turn
thank
it
you,
up. You used to warn me that I was going to be deaf when I was old because I listened to this too much.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Morning.
Good morning, Chastity and Ajax. It's an honor to talk to me again.
It is.
Thank you.
Hey, I know your bars aren't open yet, but we're going to open up. We're opening up. And be patient. Before you know it, the drunk people will be fighting inside and urinating in the parking lots again.
That'll be
nature
us.
Is healing, guys. Nature is healing.
It's good.
Good time.
Just remember to take it easy as we start to return to your normal lifestyle. Make sure to gently roll off the couch for the first 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah, you don't want to get injured moving too quickly too soon.
The SpaceX NASA launch was put off until tomorrow.
You know what? It's a shame. It really is. We flew down to see it. Very exciting. And, you know, you'd think that those $50 million rockets would come with windshield wipers or something.
Right. Do you think it was a good idea to mock Joe Biden for wearing a mask?
Okay, first of all, look, I wasn't mocking Joe Biden. I was just retweeting a tweet that showed a picture of Biden wearing a mask that was mocking him. Okay. And frankly, I thought Sleepy Joe looked great. Yeah, the mask served multiple purposes. It covered up all the liver spots in his cheeks, the plastic surgery scars, and it completely held his dentures in all nice and tight.
Nice.
Most importantly, it prevented him from saying something stupid that his press secretary would have to explain away later.
How do you feel after taking the hydroxychloroquine?
I'll tell you, I've never felt better in my life, guys. I have tons of energy. Tons. Matter of fact, my reflexes are so quick now, I can insult multiple White House reporters at the same time.
Nice.
I can't believe people were all worried that I was taking my life in jeopardy, taking the hydroxy. The only one who supported me through it all was my loyal VP, Mike Pence. Ain't that right, Mike?
Your Excellency, your ability to defy the laws of science, medicine, and logic is truly inspiring.
Thank you, Mike.
Can I have some of the hydroxy?
Mike, you're an addict. Get out of here.
Yesterday, you signed an executive order protecting free speech on social media after Twitter fact-checked a few of your tweets.
Did they fact-check a Democratic president like Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he tweeted, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself"? Of course not. Bottom line is, Twitter has too much power. Too much. They shut down anyone who rebels against them. They stifle people's free speech. I'm telling you, everybody agrees with me, including my good friends Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. Look, I know me taking on Twitter is like a drug addict fighting their dealer, but sometimes you have to go full Karen and complain to the manager to get what you want. You really do.
I saw you were thinking about moving the RNC out of North Carolina.
That's right. I have no problem moving the RNC. In fact, we're looking at that large pool in the Ozarks. Might have it there. It's like a lot of fun. Nice. Or we could hold it on a cruise ship. You know, both are very safe, disinfected locations.
And your new campaign slogan?
Transition to greatness. Doesn't that sound great? Look, give it some time. You'll see. And speaking of transitioning to greatness, I'd like to officially congratulate Khloe Kardashian on that sexy new face of hers. Wow. Seriously, it's hard to believe that just a few short years ago, Khloe was a dead ringer for Princess Fiona from Shrek.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Stay huge, Chaz and OJ. I mean, AJ.
Loser or winner of the week? Your choice today as we make a transition back to normalcy. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9, the Fox Cat from Stratford.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm a winner of the week.
A winner.
Good morning.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so back in March when all of this started, my wife Ava, who is a nerd supreme techie with a 3D printer, which she built herself, started making.
Wow.
Yeah, she built her own 3D printer?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes,
fashioned the parts
she's
herself.
She's smart.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, she's self-taught, too. She's like, you know, Rain Man of nerds.
Nice.
Wow, what's her IQ? Does anyone know?
Oh, God, we don't know.
Definitely
don't know.
High. Yeah. High, yeah.
That's what, no. You got to know her. But anyway, so she started making the ear guards with the 3D printer, and she's made, at this point, over 2,000. And in nerd style, she said, but that's 4,000 ears. I'm like, okay, so it's 4,000 ears. Yes, that's great. So we put a picture of them up on the Chaz and AJ Corona virus supply group.
Right.
Anybody who needs these, all you have to do is reach out to me, and we will get them to you.
Nice.
And, yeah. Because, you know, the nurses, we get messages from nurses in tears because these elastic bands on the N95,
right.
They cause, they're just,
irritation.
They're so painful.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, irritation and painful and allergies. People can be allergic to this elastic. And
oh,
how would you know? Yeah. So what the strap does, it takes pressure off the ear. And it makes it tolerable. Not
and
great,
then you also don't have that big ear trophy head look.
Right.
Right. Right.
Well, those Spock ears look really cool.
I like how you're humoring me.
Get those
right,
fake. Get
yeah.
those,
right.
those, put yeah. those fake Spock
okay.
ears on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or mouse ears.
Listen, if this is what it takes to get people to wear these things, because, you know, let's face it, it doesn't hurt. You
right.
know, we've got to eliminate exposure. And anyway, I'm just throwing this out there. Anybody is listening, if you need them, get in touch with me. We will supply you. We recently sent 200 to Norwalk Hospital's ICU unit.
That's nice.
Awesome.
COVID.
Look at you.
COVID ICU.
Wow.
Who even knew that was it? I know, right? And the nurses are just, they want to pay us. And I'm like, oh, no.
Stop.
You can't buy. And people say, well, I want to buy them. No, you can't buy them. This is our way.
How much has this costed you?
Oh, Chaz. I don't know, but it's like the filament is about $20 a roll. So, and that makes like 200 strips. But here's the thing.
Math, not my strong suit.
We're so
yeah,
lucky. We're so lucky to be working home. This is our way of giving back.
Yeah.
Boy,
so
this
honestly,
is great.
We have not kept a tally of, you know, what it's cost.
Right. Doesn't matter.
She's counting ears.
Yeah.
She's counting how many ears she's helping, not
right.
how much she's spending. Okay?
You guys are great.
And you have to know her. She's just she's the best person you'll ever meet. She'll give you, you know, anything you need.
You got very lucky.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, you're telling me, because I'm a major idiot. And
there you
she's,
go. Someone's got to do that
no,
job.
Opposites track.
Someone's got to do that job, though, you know? So
right. Yeah, no,
someone's,
I know. But
someone's got to be an idiot.
Role.
Exactly. And I get
I'm
paid for it.
I'm front of the house, because she's not, you know, people, she's not a people person, but I got the mouth and she's got the brain.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. You know. Fair.
Right, good. We're getting in sync together.
Together you make one person.
Exactly, one head.
Exactly, exactly. But
what's
but
her any, first
and,
name?
You know, there are, what? What's that?
What's her first name?
Ava.
Ava. So Ava for winner of the week.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
And there are a lot of other techies out there doing the same thing, but they're buried in their basements with their, you know, bags of Cheetos and 3D printers and
Hot Pockets.
And doing,
Hot Pocket.
Exactly.
She and made they, but they're saving the world. 3D
that's insane.
Printer.
That's insane. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. All right. So she's down for winner of the week.
Yep, got her.
And
in ink.
Thank her for us. And
yes.
Thank you for calling that in.
And if you need them, please let me know.
Saving
yeah, so that's we'll on the. So you're on the Chaz and AJ coronavirus exchange.
Yeah, we're in the supply group. There's a, supply there's group. A picture supply of group. The. I posted a picture of the
see, script, Ava would know and, how to use a phone.
All of a sudden, you went underwater. What happened? Come up for air, for Christ's sake.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you are doing to
oh,
keep
please.
Us sane.
I'm just standing here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kat.
Take care now.
What a great call.
Very cool.
Imagine that being so smart. You could build your own 3D printer.
I'm nowhere
near
that.
And she learned
that.
All this stuff on her own.
Exactly,
I don't even know right. how to operate it or program what to tell it to make.
I just learned
I
how to
use the whole thing.
I can't use a printer from 2003.
I just learned how to use
a regular printer.
How do I find this on my computer?
Right.
Angela, can you help me press the what the color? Well, how do I do it?
Angela.
You know rubber bands? I just learned how to use those.
Yeah.
It ran out of paper. I put the paper in. It's still not printing. What
right.
do I do?
Turn it
it's
on.
It's just blinking at me.
Turn it on.
Loser of the week or winner of the week, your choice, Alyssa Goji.
Hey!
Super comedian.
Hi!
Hi! Hi!
Oh, my God, guys, take your tops off.
Okay.
Don't want to see that, but okay. Why not? Okay.
Guys, first of all, thank you for having me. Second of all, how dare you make me go after that woman who created the mirror?
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough leading act. Yep. You got a headline now. Go
Mine's
for it.
Hey, what have you... Alyssa normally performs at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport. We had Vinny on yesterday. What have you been doing with yourself?
Chaz, I've really just been eating myself into a hole. I just keep, I eat something bad every single day.
I saw a large chocolate cake recently.
Really?
Yeah. It looked really good.
It did. But the whole cake, not a piece of cake. She had the whole cake.
Yeah, she had a fork and a whole big smile. Yeah.
If you're going to have a chocolate cake, you should have an extra large chocolate cake.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chaz.
Yes. They're not helping.
Alyssa Gorgie.
Yeah, really.
Oh.
That was Phil. That was Phil.
Get him. Phil, you have no idea. No idea.
I was given or got an entire carrot cake, coconut carrot cake
right.
from Parker.
Yeah. Yes.
Parker's restaurant. Yeah, and then they said, hey, share this with your friends because they haven't had it. I'm like, okay. I eat the whole thing, and I bring them one small slice each.
A sliver, yes.
One for AJ,
right.
One for
so
Phil.
Proud of you.
Actually, you texted me a photo.
So. Oh, my God. That thing's amazing. I've had it. You don't think I've had first in there?
Oh, yeah. It's right. bananas.
Right. It's happened. It's happened.
So who do you think for who are you going to nominate for a winner or loser?
God, I mean, I'm going to be nowhere near that air lady. Okay, well, whatever. You guys know me. So shout out to Barcelona restaurant in Stamford. Mike, I ordered an entire cake the other day, and he brought it to my car, and then he went back in the restaurant and came out, and he brought me extra vanilla ice cream homemade. So
what?
Mike from That's Barcelona.
So yeah. is this a winner or a loser?
Right. That's winner.
He's a winner.
Okay, just check it.
Winner. I'm losing.
Okay. No, you're gaining.
Gaining and losing
right. at the same time.
Yeah, no one's losing here.
Cake is still undefeated against you.
Yeah, cake and ice cream. Come on.
Yeah, cake.
Yeah. Ice cream. You have no idea. It was homemade. It was homemade.
Now if you came with a salad, you'd be a loser. Yes.
How do you even make ice cream?
You freeze it.
I don't know, Mike.
Right?
How do you do it?
You take a cow, you put it in the refrigerator
Mike.
For a while. Yeah.
Wow.
Mike, I don't know. I haven't stopped thinking about him, though. I'm thinking about him right now. It's just a lot of
That's
things.
That's when you know
on.
It's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
You have something from a restaurant
you.
Or someone's house, and then days later, it's just some quiet moment, and your mind says, remember that cake?
Mike. Yes, exactly.
Remember that cake?
Yeah.
That's
like, wasn't that great? Yeah, I could use
it.
Yeah,
it means
piece
something
of that.
To do. Yeah.
wish there was a little peace right now.
Have you been talking to Vinny since the shutdown?
I have been. He's been putting on those live shows on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just all being patient. I don't really know what's going to go on. I'm thinking about doing like a virtual show, but I don't know how I'd do if I couldn't hear the laugh.
There's no audience, exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's yeah, that makes me like want to die. I can't handle that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe you have audience queued up on a computer, and every time you tell a joke, you just press the mouse.
No, that's a sitcom from the 70s. Come on.
Well, it's like ping pong. You need someone on the other side of the table to return it.
Right. Yeah. I need something.
Yeah, I need a pong here.
Yeah.
I got the ping to bring the pong.
This live show that Vinny's doing, when is it?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
He's doing it. And he's having Tom Cotter on from America's Got Talent.
Oh, oh nice. Wow.
Yeah. It's free. So,
and where do you go for that? To any of those social media platforms, right? Facebook,
you can
Instagram.
Type in, Stress Factory on Facebook. Or you can even type in Vinny Brand Comedian.
Oh, very cool.
You'll find him. You'll hear him too.
Alyssa Goji, it's great to hear your voice. I can't wait to have you back in the studio.
Yes,
see you on stage.
Yes.
I miss you guys.
Miss you too.
We miss you.
Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Something really cool you could do with the kids. Be out of the house and they won't drive you crazy.
Hide and go seek and leave? No.
What?
Hide and go seek and leave, yes.
Okay. No, you can bring them to the zoo.
Oh, that's even better.
Greg Danko, Beardsley Zoo Director on the phone. Hey.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. You're opening up on Monday?
We are reopening on Monday, yes.
Awesome.
It's been 3 months that we've been shut down. We did shut down basically when we saw this was going pretty well south. We wanted to make sure that really three things, making sure our staff, our animals, and our guests were healthy and supported and safe. So we did shut down our animal care staff and staff that to make sure the animals are being taken care of and our educational programs are going on. We were able to stay at least with people working here through those 3 months. But now we've been working really hard to be able to reopen and make this a safe and enjoyable visit for our guests.
The animals are a little bummed because also on Monday you can get a haircut, and the monkeys were like, finally we can get a hair. Oh, wait, we have to work?
Seriously, really? I had an appointment and everything, a stylist.
Who owns the Beardsley Zoo?
I got to get the haircut first before the monkeys. I'm first in line.
Let the monkeys right cut your hair. That'll be a viral video.
Yes, it will.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Just wear goggles.
Who owns the Beardsley Zoo? Is that a private deal? The city?
Beardsley Zoo is owned and operated by the Connecticut Zoological Society. We have been private now for over 20 years. We do get support from the city of Bridgeport, and we get some support from the state of Connecticut. But, we have been owned and operated by the Connecticut Zoological Society for a lot of years
and
now.
And you guys are okay? I mean, 3 months being closed, not easy for any business.
Mm.
We have been very, very much appreciative to those that have supported us through our emergency operational funding. That has helped us a lot. We did get the PPP. That helped us also a great deal. However, you're right. I mean, this is for an institution that really is working on conservation and education and guest experience and research. These are all things we do as an accredited member of AZA. We're the only accredited zoo in the state of Connecticut. And all those programs, you know, we rely on revenue. We rely on guests coming in here. We rely on groups coming in here. We rely on
money.
We have weddings. We have birthday parties.
Exactly.
And so now Monday when you're open, is it how's it going to work?
What we're going to do is we're following the lead from the state's guidelines. We're also following other institutions around the country that have looking at
the. So you're going to have two sessions allowing for 500 guests per session. Going to open up the zoo at 9 a.m., close at noon for cleaning, then reopen at 1, close at 4. Mm-hmm. Love it. Sounds great.
Yep.
We're going to have one-way traffic through the zoo, so we're going to try to walk in one direction, so this way it's easier to keep social distancing.
Now, I love the monkeys, so I'm going to stop at the monkeys. Am I going to be told, hey, you got to go because people want to come by and see the monkeys?
We are going to, because this is new to all of us, we're going to see how this works. With 500 people on grounds at in a given time, and we do believe there's plenty of room to move around and not have. We don't want this to be a forced march. We don't want to, you know, get people in and walk them through and then walk them out. This again is, it doesn't really goes against our guest experience. There are ways to be able to, you know, again, if you around our spider monkeys, which is our brand new habitat we opened up last year.
Spider monkeys,
yeah, little guys.
There's bigger guys. These are big ones. These are bigger.
Ooh, big spiders.
Yep. These are our bigger monkeys. Primates.
Right.
So the thing is that around that area, you can stay your social distancing and still be and go around the enclosure. So again, places where there's glass viewing, we're asking people to come up, take a look. If you want to, you can back off, let somebody else take a look, come back in again. Again, we're not going to keep people moving.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
The roadways are big enough. It's really going to be, and our staff realize this. We all realize this. We're going to have to play this as we go through every day and see how it works out.
Are you doing a soft opening this weekend just to see how it goes? Or Monday's the
first day? We are going to be opening up this weekend for our members because our members have been waiting to come back. So, again, with our members, we feel that they can come on in, help us look to see where the issues are going to be, and then hopefully give them a chance to come back to the zoo that they've really been looking forward to for many months.
I love it. I haven't been there in a while. I am definitely going next week.
Tigers.
I will be there.
Yeah.
It's funny. Jennifer and I will go by the monkey cage, and the monkeys will look out at Jennifer and say, how'd you get out?
Right.
We have, again, go on our
joke.
Website.
Ashley, the look.
She got so mad.
When you get home, she flings.
Oh, my God. I've not seen that look from Ashley ever.
When you get home, she flings poop at you. You know what happens.
It's a joke.
Here all the week, Charlie.
Wow, I wish I could hit the dump button on that one now. Wow, that was a misfire on my part.
You smell something?
That was a grenade. I pulled the pin, and before I threw it, it blew up.
Yep.
Okay.
Make sure that you look at our website because that's going to show you how you can get those tickets. Again, we're not going to be having walk-ins. The gift shop is not going to be open. The food stand's not going to be open. You can do that online. You can order food, and you can, our cafe, you can get a gift if you like, and we're going to do that again.
Wait, what's this? You go online and order food, and then it'll be, like, waiting for you?
There's going to be a QR code, just like they're doing in a lot of places. You can go on with your phone, get the QR code, and then it'll give you the menu, give you the drop-down, what you can order, and pay for through the phone. And then,
all right, so let's do this because there's a lot of information.
They call it Super Eats.
All this information, that's good, AJ, is at your website?
It's on our website, dizuzoo.org. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Take a look at it.
And then are you making appointments or you could just kind of show up?
No, again, we are going to have 500 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. You have to reserve coming in. You pay by going on our website and using a thing called FlipCause, and that way we know how many people are coming, and we stay within guidelines.
And give us the top 5 oh-wow animals. So I love monkeys, and what else do you have that are oh-wow?
The oh-wow animals would be our Amur tigers, which are just past 2 years old. Wow. They were born here at the zoo. The other oh-wow animals are Amur leopards, which are the most endangered species of cat on the planet. There are only about 60 of them left in the wild, about 300 left on the planet. And we had babies born a couple of years ago. We have the only melanistic leopard between here and California. There's only 2 of them in the country, one at San Diego Zoo and one here in Bridgeport.
Nice.
So those are the really old wows. And we're really excited. We're opening up the upper level of our farmyard. We were doing farmyard construction. We had to take that on hiatus because of funding.
Hiatus?
But the upper level has been done, so people have been missing seeing the goats and the ponies. They're going to be able to do that coming back to the zoo this summer.
Wow, cool. You know what I always thought you should do over there?
What's that?
Is like put a deer in a cage and just see how people react to it as they walk by. Like,
we see that
minute.
Every day.
Yeah. Hold it.
A skunk.
As we go
a raccoon.
The exit, we saw that.
A raccoon.
Really? Is that a deer?
Right.
Yeah.
I just saw one on my front lawn this morning.
Never seen one of those before.
Yeah, really.
What about the red panda?
Exactly.
The red panda?
We have red pandas also. We do have red pandas also. Red pandas, we'll have, if we have staffing, we'll be able to have a lot of people to go in and view the red pandas. If not, we're going to have to staff people outside because we're trying to keep them from being inside.
Are you standing in a birdcage right now?
Yeah, yeah, he was hitting the head.
Is it a peacock?
I am, actually.
Yeah.
Are you really?
I am standing in a birdcage, yeah.
Nice. What, like a giant birdcage? That's cool. You have to watch where you stand, right?
Or aviary.
Right.
Yeah. Aviary.
That person in the mirror is you, by the way.
Do you have peacocks?
What?
What's that?
Do you have peacocks?
We do not have any peacock. We have, actually, we have one peafowl, peahen right now. Peacocks, we are not on grounds right now. We just have one female. We call it a peahen, and she's wandering around out there with a couple guinea hens.
How many birds do you have in that thing that you're standing in?
Oh, we have about 25 birds. This is our wetlands aviary, and we have birds that live in wetlands areas. So we have some ducks and some birds.
Talking to Greg from the Beardsley Zoo. Yeah.
I'm guessing that new shirt then.
Did you see the Tiger King?
I have not seen the Tiger King. I cannot bring myself to do it.
You should.
I got you. You love the animals too much. You cannot watch something like that.
I can't. You know something? I'm starting to be like my grandfather now. I started to yell at the TV. So I figured.
Not loud enough?
I figured that would be probably something I wouldn't want to do. I'd be sitting in my my lazy boy screaming at the TV, and that my wife doesn't like that.
What
so much.
Does a tiger eat nips over the course of a day?
And our tigers get about 15 pounds of meat a day.
Nice.
Wow.
15 pounds. And this is a diet. This is a diet that's specifically prepared for large carnivores. So this isn't just going to the store and getting some chopped meat. This is all prepared for them. And then every once in a while we'll get bones and get things so good for the teeth. We do a lot of enrichment for the animals here, which means that we'll give them things that are either toys or something that is a treat. And this way they can always see something new. It helps them with their behaviors. It helps them with their mental state. And a lot of the animals, even with our spider monkeys now, we've been allowing them to go in and out when they want to. So we allow them to have a choice of what they want to do. So again, this animal care is our most important thing here. It really is making sure the animals' health and welfare are taken care of on a daily basis. Our staff is very professional in this, and they care so very, very much.
I feel like Carol Baskin should be taking some notes right now.
I met Carol once. I have met
Are you
Carol,
serious?
I have met her.
Yeah. Did you want a throat puncher?
Let's just leave it there.
Gotcha. That means yes.
Yeah, then you definitely don't want to watch that.
Yeah, no.
Know how busy you're going to be? You know how many families have been bouncing off the walls?
Cooped up in cages, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So make your reservations now.
Yeah, we're going to see how it is. And again, we're trying, again, the things we're trying to do here is, again, make sure that our animals, staffing, guests, guest animals, whatever way you want to put it in, we're trying to maintain as safe an environment for all of us as we possibly can.
Yeah, it's so again, the zoo. We're outside.
People,
it's fine.
You know, we're asking people. Yeah,
masks.
Again, keep the distance.
Some hand sanitizer.
Put the masks on. We got hand sanitizer all over the place.
Go around,
we
clean up this and that every now.
Around with bottles.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're gonna do this as again. It's in our best interest. It's in the animals' best interest, the zoo's best interest to make sure that we do this right.
Absolutely.
Well, one other thing, and then I'll let you go. When the governor announced the phased in plans, zoos are on the list, and I thought we only have one. Yeah. Why couldn't he just write Beardsley Zoo?
Exactly right. Yeah.
Right? We don't have any other zoos.
Yeah, I had a lot of people say the same thing. It was like the parks and zoos, and it's like, zoos? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, really?
There's only one.
Maybe he sees two.
Well,
at least we're on the list. We like being on the list.
True. Yeah. There you go.
But they could have branded you Beardsley Zoo. All right, Greg, thanks for coming on. Beardsley Zoo Director. Looking forward to your big opening on Monday, and I can't wait to get there.
Yep.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so very much. And you guys stay safe and stay well.
Thank you.
All right. So Jennifer laughed at that joke. Good.
Whew.
Well, sure, for now.
That's right.
I wish you could have seen my face.
Might be a trap.
Remember Goodfellas?
Oh, no, it was funny.
Remember Goodfellas? They said they always smile at you. And, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We have that fumble. Phil, you want to set it up?
Yeah, so this was the week before we took vacation, and by the time we came back, the whole world had changed. So that was sort of why I couldn't find it. It was all mislabeled, and everything was sort of rushed, and then we never revisited it. And what we were talking about was one of the Willenda guys was walking on the tightrope over the volcano, and we were talking about what happens if you fall in the middle. And this was AJ's comment.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
Oh, the cheese line. I remember that. Yeah.
Piece
of
you know
cheese.
What?
Cheese.
I heard that soundbite a million times because we played it over and over. I never really listened to the joke you were crafting.
Yeah.
That was remarkable.
It's a great joke.
It's like when you put a little piece of cheese in a bowl of chili, it just melts.
Exactly right. But I ran out of air talking about it. A piece of cheese. I should have taken a breath before I started talking. I just went for it.
It's got everything you want from AJ in one 10-second clip. So it's the flubble. We all laugh, and then he gets mad at the end.
Flubble Thursday.
I said cheese.
For those who missed it, I said cheese.
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 That is the worst.
Jeez.
Like, you had the best joke.
Yeah. Piece of cheese.
And everybody focused on the way you said cheese.
Exactly right. Not about the joke.
The greatest
itself.
Joke ever.
Right. Nope. It's like, look, I have the Hope Diamond. There's dust on it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
Look, I cured cancer. Your shoelace is untied. Yeah. I have stopped all wars in the United States.
You just hear him slowly.
You have a nose hair.
Deflating on the second part of that sentence, starting with a piece of, and by cheese, he just had nothing left.
So was it that you ran out of air?
I ran out of air, yeah.
Piece of cheese.
You can hear, I'm like, I chase. It's like I'm running across the finish line.
I thought you were having a sensual moment there with the cheese you were thinking about.
Piece of cheese.
If it was a cheese puff, maybe, yes.
Can you play that again?
Yes.
It's kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese. Cheese.
Yeah. Be careful. I want you to die laughing.
I said cheese.
Keep playing it.
That is cheese. So good.
Cheese.
Now I want a pizza with...
piece of cheese.
On my hamburger, I'd like a...
piece of cheese.
Thank you. This whole joke is a...
piece of cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Before coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Piece of cheese.
Yep. Well, life was simpler back then.
It really was.